Good morning and welcome back to Hour 3 of Rosie on the House this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Working hard here at Rosie on the House to become your Saturday morning tradition and to know, to inform you, to let you know when we're not on the air, you can always go to rosieonthehouse.com. That's a website that's designed for Arizona homeowners. We've been on the air broadcasting questions and answers, Q&A, that we receive live on air. We've been doing this for 28 years. The questions we receive both on air and at the office during the week get posted to our DIY Q&A section on the homepage. It is like an incomplete encyclopedia for Arizona homeowners. And it's free. I hope you'll take advantage of all the information that's there. It's an accumulation of knowledge from some of the best experts in every trade throughout Arizona. It all lives right there at rosieonthehouse.com.
Hey, you know what else is there?
What else is there?
Under the blog, you can find your weekly article.
The weekly article?
A lot of people asking where to find that now that used to get that in the Arizona Republic. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com now and find it on the blog.
Or you can go to the website, rosieonthehouse.com, and subscribe to the newsletter. And you'll get the newsletter delivered to your email box every single Thursday. The internet machine does that for us.
With a link directly to the article, so you don't even have to search it.
Just and Facebook as well, with a link every Thursday.
There you go. Well, I don't know how else we could help you. Know, we've published in several publications across the state. We're in the Casa Grande Dispatch, the Green Valley News, the Arizona Daily Star down in Tucson, as well as the blog that we post at ktar.com. All this information is free, designed to deliver to you, the homeowner, the information you need for making a mistake investing in the wrong technology, the wrong people, or the wrong product. And I've started a consumer alert just a week ago about a company that's blown into town. They've blown into Arizona. They're setting up restaurants, and they're offering to buy you free meals while you sit through a 1 or 2 hour presentation that is filled with misinformation to convince you to invest in products that aren't going to do one thing for you. Okay, so just be careful. If you're being invited to dinner to hear out a 1 or 2 hour program on all these great energy-saving devices that these people are going to sell and install at your house, let your little detector siren go off in your head, okay? Please proceed with caution. I can't tell you the number of phone calls we've been flooded with at our office wanting to know, who are these guys? Are they legitimate? This is what they're recommending. No, 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 and no again. We had another...
throw one more in.
No.
There you go.
We had another hot topic was our opinion of HGTV. And generally speaking, most of the people that reached out to us pretty well agreed with us, that they agreed that, yeah, they're entertaining, but you have to be really careful about the schedules, and you have to be really careful about the additional drama that they throw in there, and you really have to be careful about the prices they give. But we did have one caller... one listener emailed in and said, Rosie, I have to tell you, there's this one show with this cute little blonde that wears a bare midriff shirt and a nail apron. She's in Detroit. She does a wonderful job, and she's sure a lot prettier than you. Can't deny that. Can't deny that. Just this week, I was helping someone make a solar electric panel decision. And she says, and the wife in the couple said, Rosie, I just want you to know that cute blonde is really a good contractor. I've learned a lot from her, and I've learned a lot from watching HGTV. So there's no shortage of ideas on HGTV, that's for sure. I just want y'all to be careful to not establish budgets for your projects or schedules. Most of the products are contributed by the manufacturers. And some of the prices I hear quoted on those HGTV, which I don't generally watch, I should, but I don't, aren't realistic at all. So be careful. And then just this morning, I made another prediction about the wave of litigation that's about to hit the great state of Arizona due to all the shoddy workmanship unlicensed flippers did in our real estate market during this last housing crash. And I guess you just pulled this off. This just came in a few minutes ago.
From the internet machine.
The internet machine. Mark sends in and he says, Rosie, I listened to your rant. And that was just this morning. That was just in the 7 o'clock hour. I listened to your rant about shoddy work by flippers. Come on, Rosie. After you ought to know this. After watching an 8-minute video on YouTube, that makes everyone an expert in electrical, plumbing, drywall, doesn't it? Roofing is a 12-minute video. I can only imagine
that
what
guy's
on
the wrong YouTube channel. It's only like 11 and a half minutes.
Can't you get your journeyman's license with YouTube in just about an hour and a half in all the trades?
Hey, you know what else we have? We have a phone machine and a texting machine. So if you have questions for your house, home, castle, or cabin, it's 1-888-767-4348, or you can text us at 411-923. We're ready to answer your questions.
We're here for you, the Arizona homeowner. So Mark goes on to say, the reason I believe you're a little off the mark on your Karnak prediction is the second these scoundrels are tracked down, these flippers, these contractors that are doing unlicensed, illegal, not to code work, as soon as they're tracked down, they'll declare bankruptcy, go out of business. Lawyers will realize the minuscule chance of collecting money for their time or efforts. And so, voila. Mm. He may have a point here.
Yeah, and it goes back to my biggest problem with flippers and HGTV is so much of it is just about the glitz and the glamour and looking this or squeezing a dime out. You know, there's that old world craftsmanship that just is absent in so many things. When I get done with a project, you know, my ultimate goal is someone to look at that and say, you know what? Romy did that. Yeah, there's right. No one else that would have taken the amount of time and work for that little tiny detail.
Romy Wright.
That had to have been.
Romy Wright. Absolutely. Well, I'm glad that something we did in your young childhood. I mean, Romy was the type where when he would never leave his room in the morning until the bed was military tucked. I mean, you could bounce a dime off of his bed sheets.
His side of the room.
That was his side. Then when he watered any plants or anything in the yard, the hose was perfectly coiled back up. I mean, not just loosely coiled, perfectly coiled back up. And then you'd open his closets, and the pressed blue jeans were done by age of pant and color of pant. It was all color coordinated. You'd open his drawer. It was unbelievable. So anyway, you want it done, Romy Wright. So that's not the condition you're going to find in a lot of these flipped homes. So when you're shopping, if you're buying a flipped home, get the contractor's name, get the permit number, verify everything was done by a licensed contractor legally. I was sitting with our digital expert, Scott Apple, the other day, and he said, Rosie, what have you said on the air about woodpeckers? The internet machine is going nuts at Rosie on the House about woodpeckers. And I said, well, I haven't said anything, but I can tell you why that is. It's spring. It's woodpecker mating season. And woodpeckers are now trying to find the noisiest objects in your neighborhood.
And I think the noisiest one is on our fireplace in our bedroom. So,
yes.
Romy, why don't you ask Dad how many of the different tricks he tried to get rid of our woodpecker?
Well, our woodpecker shows up exactly at 5:15 every single morning, and we're already up. So why am I gonna badger the poor guy?
Well, the grandkids probably could have slept in a little later.
Well, maybe. But the woodpecker establishes his breeding territory by making the most amount of noise pecking on whatever he can peck at. Now, if that's the T111 siding on the gable end of your house, or if that is the metal spark arrestor on the top of your fireplace, those work really, really well because they are like this echo chamber. And the more area he can make his sound, then the more area he owns as his breeding grounds. If you want to discourage woodpeckers from establishing your house as the ground zero of his mating zone, you simply go to the area he is using as his sounding board and douse it with Tabasco sauce. That's right. Douse it with Tabasco sauce. I promise you, he will not be back the next morning. He will find something on your neighbor's house to make noise with. At least then it won't be badgering and hampering you. So that's why woodpeckers are the number one inquiry at Rosie on the House. Our number two inquiry is ants and roaches. And that's going to be the topic we're going to cover at 10 o'clock. And at 9:30, we're going to be talking about all the confusion about digital entertainment distribution with our experts from Channel Choice TV. Right now, we've invited you to call in. We've got a caller on hold. We have an open line if you'd like to jump on, 1-888-767-4348. Let's bring Roger into the conversation. Good morning, Roger. Thanks for listening, and thanks for phoning in.
Thank you for having me.
You bet.
I had a problem with my roof.
Okay.
About 7 years ago, I had a new roof put on. I have nothing but problems with it since. Had one guy out and said that, yes, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, but we don't do roof repairs anymore. Had a second guy out, said there's nothing wrong with the roof. And then I took some matters into my own hands. I repaired a couple of leaks, but as a result of the rain last night, I've discovered another one. And so I need someone who can give me the straight story about either roof repair or actually putting in a new roof. And at the same time, I think part of the problem may be some trim on the front of the house that protrudes actually into where the shingles go around. I need to get that replaced, that trim. I've already had it done once before, and it needs it again.
Okay. Well, Roger, I don't know how familiar you are with our referral directory, rosieonthehouse.com. We've just recently rebuilt the whole thing. Romy broke it and rebuilt it from ground up, along with our digital expert, Scott Apple. You go to rosieonthehouse.com, and you plug in your zip code and the category you'd like to get help in. And in your particular area, you're going to come up with Lyons Roofing and West Coast Roofing, as well as Overson Roofing. West Coast Roofing and Lyons Roofing are servicing the Tucson area on a regular basis. I would encourage you to give them a call, Rosie Certified Contractor, to come out and take a look at it. The fact that some contractor came out and says there's nothing wrong with your roof, did you remind him that, hey, the reason I called you is because it was leaking? If my roof is leaking, something's wrong with it. Roger, we appreciate the call. Hope you get familiar with the Rosie Certified Roofers serving your neighborhood. I hope all of you in Arizona get familiar with the Rosie Certified Contractors that are serving your area. We are locally focused. We're bringing you the local contractors, but we're statewide powerful. The only referral directory in Arizona that can say that.